Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. We serve a faithful God, the Almighty Father. Oh, Father, we're so grateful that you know our name. You know everything concerning us. And we just surrender all to you, oh God. We surrender our lives to you. You are the one who gave your life up for us. So, Father, we surrender all to you. You're the one who put us on the earth with a purpose on the inside of us. So, Father, we thank you for that purpose. Oh, God, being made plain to us and us following the purpose that you put on the inside of us. We come to seek your face this morning, oh, God. Guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lead us in a plain path in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching and teaching and healing. In the name of Jesus, let the gates of our lives and our cities be open to the King of Glory. Come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is of old. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathen hear you, O God, that the Lord reigns. You reign, let people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rules over all of us. In the name of Jesus, let us be blessed, O Lord. You are the Lord in all places, O God. We bless you this morning. O God, we thank you for your dominion, O God. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your kingdom endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of your glory, your kingdom, and talk of your power in the name of Jesus. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom, O God. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us. Let your righteousness and peace and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. So, Father, let the kingdom of the world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ in the name of Jesus. Let the saints possess the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Overthrow the thrones of the wicked kingdoms, O God. Preserve us, O God, unto your heavenly kingdom in the name of Jesus. Let your scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord. You are the King of Glory. We welcome you. We welcome your presence this morning, O God. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God holy like you, O God. We bless you today, Lord God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving that you are the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts. You are God. You are the mighty I Am. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you this morning. We bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. We welcome you on Bible Storyland this morning. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. We're grateful that you joined us this morning. Today and for the rest of our lives, let's give God glory and praise on a daily basis. Psalms 98:4-6 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp of the voice of song, with the trumpets, with the sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Today is joyful praise day on Bible Storyland. Let's joyfully praise our God with the voice of song. We're thanking him this morning. Psalm 66:1-2 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, sing forth his honor and make his name and praise glorious. We are honoring the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is our Creator. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play for us My God is an awesome God. Good morning again, Karen. How are you?
Good morning to you.
All right, we're ready for that great song. My God is an awesome God. He is.
All right.
God, he rules and he reigns from heaven above. Thank you so much, Karen. That was beautiful. Our God reigns. He reigns daily. He don't just, you know, reign sometime, but he reigns on a daily basis. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful that the Most High God knows our name. We are so grateful this morning that the mighty God woke us up. Woke us up this morning. He started us on his path. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord on our side, where would we be? We could not. We could not even exist without him. Well, I thank God this morning for you. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie, how are you?
Good morning. Still a little sick, but I'm feeling a little better. I'm getting better. Getting better. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I've been going through that same thing with that cold and sore throat, but thank God. Is it awesome, God?
Yeah, thank the Lord for it. Yeah,
oh.
Praise and worship today.
Yes, yep. God for praise.
Okay. Okay. Did my cousin get to come on yet? Because she was in Annapolis.
No, she's in a mighty conference this morning in Indiana.
Oh, she's trying to get the time zone together. That's what she's trying to make sure.
Oh,
yesterday,
okay.
She was
okay.
Asking me. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, I have to go on and try to sing. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, he's worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. He's worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Amen.
Amen, amen. He is good. He's a good God, a mighty God. You got to give his thanks and praise every day because he is an awesome God. Awesome. He's awesome in all his ways. So I thank God. That song, I know you didn't feel well, but your voice is getting stronger. I thank God for you, Jackie.
Okay, thank you. Pray for my family. One of my favorite cousins passed away. Joe's sister in Paducah, Kentucky, he passed. I think I'm going to have to try to go home, but I will see. And one of our favorite ushers at my church died, Miss Barbara. So pray for their families and pray for me. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Father, touch Jackie's voice, oh God, heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And you know every concern of her heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are leading her in a plain path. In the name of Jesus, give her wisdom, oh God, but heal her body, Lord. Oh, Father God, we ask you to comfort and strengthen the family like never before. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for peace for the family, comfort and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. Amen, amen. All right, well, this morning, we have a mighty woman of God on. The Word of God says, to whom much is given, much is required. Our speaker today has been given much. And she has a spirit of excellence. She gives, everything's in order according to God's plan. She's a native of Jacksonville, Florida, the CEO and president of Clara White Mission for the last 22 years or more. She enjoys problem solving as a part of her civic commitment. She serves on the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, Jacksonville Economic Development Commission. Leadership of Florida, Leadership of Jacksonville, Jacksonville Memorial Transition Team for Mayor Delaney, Mayor Payton, and Mayor Brown. Her name is Colby Pittman. She's been working to improve Jacksonville for over 30 years. So I first met her. She was a speaker at the Ebony and Ivory Gala. About a year ago, she was awarded at this event for making a significant contribution to the city of Jacksonville. We welcome this morning Mrs. Jacoby Pittman. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I am wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you, the Lord.
Good. Amen. Amen. Thank you for inviting me on today. I'm real excited.
Amen. We are too. Thank you for accepting the invitation.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, today I'm just so thankful that I have this opportunity, first of all, to share and just thank God for his mighty grace and mercy, you know. I shared with you the other day that I have a testimony that, you know, God has a way of just letting you know that he always has your back and that he is real. And, you know, I went to the post office a couple of days ago to pick up my mail. And when I came out, my car wouldn't start. Now, I have never had any problems with my car. I have a fairly new car. And so my son, who is 12 years old, who knows more about this car than I does, you know, Mom, let me come over and see if there's anything I could do, or maybe there's some signs or something. And he couldn't get it started, and I said, well, you know what, just call your father and just have him to come get us. I said, but let me just try it one more time. So I tried the car one more time, and it came on. We began to leave and go around the bend to go home. And lo and behold, a car was coming the wrong way. And the city had been working on the street, so you only had one lane. If I had been 1 second around that curve, that car and I would have collided head on. And, you know, you never know, and I am just so thankful that, you know, I was frustrated because the car wouldn't start. But God had fixed that thing so that I would have missed that 1 second of being there when that car was coming around the bend, because I would have been there. And so I thank God, not just for the big things, but for the little things as well that he has done in my life. And so I just want to just share that story because able to place call on your Bluetooth phone.
Hello? Jacoby?
Yes, I thought we had lost each other.
Yeah, I think just for a second. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, you know, I'm here today to just tell you how thankful I am of God and what he's done in my life and what he's continued to do in my life. And I just wanted to share that this morning because I think it's important that we share when God has done miraculous things in our lives, you know. And I appreciate you and just praying for all of us and making sure that we just keep it real and keep God focus in our lives. So thank you, sister. And, you know, most people, you know, I've been at the Clara White Mission for 22, almost 23 years now, and God has done so many things, but I just appreciate him just keeping good people around me to protect me, to protect the legacy of Eartha M.M. White. And Eartha White was a miraculous woman who was a God-fearing woman who was way before her time in developing programs to help the community. And some of the things that she did at a very young age is that she started the Clara White Mission, where the Clara White Mission addressed a lot of the social issues in the community. And it continues today because, as you all know, poor people have been with us since the beginning of time, and they will be with us to the end of time. And it's important that we as people of God try to find a way to make a difference in the community. Well, she started the Clara White Mission back in the early 1800s. Actually, the Clara White Mission is 113 years old. And as a person, a woman of God, she addressed a lot of the social issues to help people in our community. And I can tell you today, it still continues. Not only that, some of the initiatives that she started was also a orphanage for kids who was interracial and could not get adopted in the community. And so she was able to develop programs where adoptions could take place, not only in the state of Florida, but throughout the United States. She also started the first African-American museum. She also started a training program for individuals who were unskilled. And I tell you, Sister G, a lot of these programs are still happening today. And, you know, when I started, 23 years ago, we only had the soup kitchen as the mission was known for. And we have been able to expand that. Our budget was $295,000, and God has blessed us to now have a budget of $3.1 million. And so there has been a lot of growing pain. I know that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that is a lot. And I am just grateful for the vision and the know-how that God is using me as a vessel to expand the territory of his work for the people in our community. And so, you know, I am here today to just tell you all of the things that God has blessed the Clara White Mission with. You know, I have a great staff of 28 staff members, board members of a very diverse residents and individuals that live here in the community. And we also have one of our graduates of our program that serve on our board of directors to really try to make sure that we stay in touch with the services that we provide to the people in the community. And so with that, you know, we have been able to develop a training program in culinary arts, janitorial, electrical, not only at the Clara White Mission, but also we have a partnership in Baker County, which is called the Baker Reentry Program. So those individuals who are getting out of prison, they can actually, when they get out, they will have a skill set that they will be able to get a job. We train 18 to 24-year-olds. We have a customized program for them. And then we also have a program for individuals who are 18 years and over. And we feed people every day. We feed about 500 homeless and low-income at the Clara White Mission. And we have a veterans program, you know, because those men and women have fought for us and to make sure that we were protected. And I am so grateful. And we are able to provide this service to them where they can come in. If they're living on the streets, they can come in, wash their clothes, utilize the mission as their address. We have transitional housing as well. And then, sister, guess what? We got a really good surprise coming next month where we're opening up a facility for veterans. It's housing, fully furnished apartments. All they need to do is bring themselves and their clothes. And we Amen. Have services for the people. And I tell you, I am so excited about this. And then the VA will be on the first floor to provide those daily services that our veterans would need. And I just want to say just thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your vision and for me to be able to have the tenacity to work. Because, you know, it's very hard, you know, when you're developing a new initiative to get the buy-in, because as you know, it's not free. You know, it costs some money. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we will be opening, we'll have a grand opening on April 19th at 2:30. So those of you all that are listening and you're located here in Jacksonville, love to have you as my guest and to help me celebrate this celebration for the Clara White Mission. We also have a farm. Did you know we had a farm, sister?
No, I didn't. I sure did
yes,
not.
Yes, we have a farm. Yes, matter of fact, I'll be heading there. Today is 14 acres in the community, and we grow collard greens, cabbage, okra, string beans, and so we're in a food desert community where it's very difficult for families and residents to get fresh produce without paying an arm and a leg. And so they can actually come to our farm and get those items where they can prepare for their families and heal their bodies. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who live in this area that we serve that have health issues. And so, you know, in order to combat that, you got to eat better. You know what I mean? When you know better, you do better. So that's one of the initiatives that we're doing as well, and being able to continue the legacy of Clara White. And I'm just so proud to share what we do and the good works that allows us to continue to be ambassadors for those who are not at the table and cannot speak for themselves. And so, you know, I appreciate that. I know you may have some questions for me, sister, so I'll be happy to answer them at time.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add before?
Well, no, I think, you know, just kind of trying to give an overview of, you know, what we do. And also, I do have one more other thing. You know, our founder lived in our facility until she was 97 years old. And so, you know, it is a museum. It's a resident museum where you can come and visit. It's kind of like going to your grandmother's house, you know, where we have furniture dated back to the early 1800s, and it is absolutely amazing, you know, for us to be able to preserve her history. You know, some of the people that have visited our facility who have been our guests, there are people like Ray Charles, James Weldon Johnson. Those are individuals that stayed there as her guests. We've had, you know, where our facility is located, it's in La Villa community in Jacksonville. And it's sort of like Bourbon Street in New York, where you had a lot of department stores, grocery stores, you know, social services to really help people in their endeavors. And so we have a litany of performers, entertainers that perform during the heyday, and they stayed at the Mission as her guests. And so we have been able to preserve all of the history where those individuals can come and visit our museum at the Clara White Mission. So, you know, it is really, as I said earlier, an honor. Those individuals that are listening, that you might say, well, you know, Jacoby, how can I get involved to continue what you do? And so we're open 7 days a week. We serve breakfast to the community. So if you would like to come out and be a volunteer for our agency, you can do that. Kids who need to do some volunteer hours for college or for school, you can come there as well to volunteer. We also work with the state attorney's office. Those that are on probation, they can come to our facility as well. You know, so I am just grateful that we can just continue what Eartha and Clara White Mission has done in our community. And, you know, from a historical standpoint, you know, a lot of times, sister, folks get mixed up between, well, who is Eartha and who is Clara? And Eartha White is the daughter, and Clara White is the mother. And what she did was name the Clara White Mission in memory of her mom. And so I know, did you ever have that question? I wonder, well, who was Clara White and who was Eartha White? But we are able to,
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, we're able to continue that and honoring, especially this time of the month. It's March is Women's History Month, that we're able to honor those two women that have done great work in the community. And then, you know, we also have a restaurant. It's called Clara's at the Cathedral, where the students that are in our culinary arts program, it is a training facility to give them hands-on experience and working in a restaurant. And so our students plan for the menu, they prepare it, and they serve it at Clara's at the Cathedral. It's located at 256 East Church Street, and we serve about 100 to 150 people weekly. They pay $10 to have lunch with us, and all of the money that's raised in our restaurant is put back into our training program. And so when patrons leave, a lot of times they leave the tips for our students. And when our students graduate our 20-week program, they get all of the tips to help them start their lives. And we place them in jobs based on their skill set. And, you know, to date, we've graduated over 800 students. And 800 students, yes, ma'am. And 70% of them are still in the job market. So God has really orchestrated and opened up doors where businesses have given our students an opportunity to get their life back. And so we continue to do that because, you know, that's what life is all about. We have to reach back and help those that can't help themselves.
Right. To give back to our community. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have, you know, it's amazing because I had just graduated from college when I started at the mission. And, you know, I just wanted to get some management experience to move on. And it's just amazing how God, you know, maximize your potential. And you, a lot of times you have one plan and he has another, you know. And I like to tell this story because, you know, it's probably my second week there. And I guess, you know, I just didn't expect to see some of the folks that I had gone to college and work with or grew up with. I just didn't expect them to be coming to the Clara White Mission. And I saw a dear friend of mine that we had gone from elementary school to high school, and I hadn't seen him since that time. And he came in, did not even acknowledge me, sister, and came in, had lunch. And, you know, by that time I was a little bit taken back because we were friends, you know.
Yes.
And then he came back and apologized and said, you know, Jacoby, first of all, I didn't expect you to be here. And, you know, I had a little challenge in my life where I had gotten scholarships to go anywhere that I wanted to go. And I ended up going to FAM and got involved with the relationship with the young lady. Things didn't work out. I was coming back home to get some support from my mom, but I was just so upset. And I made a bad decision where I went and robbed a gas station. And I am just getting out of prison. And so to me, that the light bulb came on because at that time I said, you know, God, it's not about me. You have set me here to help your people. Now, unfortunately, I have not seen him since that time. But God has opened up my eyes. My ears are open to be that ambassador to help those that can't help themselves. And, you know, this person does not know that impacted my life so much that, you know, at the time God said, look, Jacoby, this is not about you. This is about our people. And I got it, and I have not looked back, and I just thank God for using me as a vessel to help his people.
Amen. I thank God for you also. Like I said, to whom much is given, much is required, and sometimes we don't know where the road leads. You know, we go work in some place, and we don't know we're going to be there 20, 30 years, but God has
That's
a plan.
Right.
He leads us in the right
yes,
place,
ma'am.
Right path. So I thank God for what you're doing there at the Clara White Mission and all the things that you told us about. My God, I was not aware of so many things you told me about, but it was an education. And I thank God for, you know, the goodness of God is just all over you because he chose you from your mother's womb to do great things. So, he, you know, sometimes we don't even know what we're chosen for until, you know, we get there and we go like, well, Lord, I didn't sign up for this, yeah, but he signed us up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he signs us up. And, you know, there's a scripture in Joshua 1:8 that reminds me of you. It says, let not this book of the law depart from my mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. This will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. So through the word of God, God, you know, teaching you, training you. He'd be training us, you know, we don't even know it sometimes, you know. The things that, you know, how from the children to the elderly, you know, you're helping so many people that are in need. You know, sometimes we see people and we walk past and we go like, but I thank God because of you, and because of the vision that he gave you, you're reaching out to everyone. You're not discriminating. You know, you want to say because of this one, you know, he poor, she homeless. No. You're just opening the doors wide as God leads you to do it. And he is furnishing money to make your way prosperous and successful. So you keep on doing the work that you're doing for the Lord. And watch out. He's going to continue to bless the mission where you work. So we're so grateful you came on this morning. One of your friends was on here. Let me see if they're back on. Pastor Johnny McCray.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was going to say something, but I don't know. Sometimes he gets busy. I guess he's busy doing the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
So I don't see his number here right now. He may have had to go, but he was on here listening to you this morning. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Sister, for giving me this opportunity to share. And anytime you need me, you just call on me, okay?
Yes, I hope to come and volunteer again. I was there maybe about 10 years ago helping serve people in the restaurant. So it was a good, you know, good time to volunteer. So hopefully, again, I'll be able to come and volunteer. Right now, I tell you, I got the daycare going on.
Yes.
We'll see.
Well, you know,
the Lord leads.
The other thing, like, well, you know, at least if you there's an opportunity, if you want to bring the kids to our farm, because we do have a youth program in the community, or during spring break or summer. You know, my thing is to expose our kids, because to prepare them, you know, for the future, because you don't know what you don't know until you've been exposed, you know? And so being able to share the agriculture industry, because there is a lot of opportunity in that industry. And a lot of, you don't see kids who look like you and me who have been exposed. So we are very excited about this new initiative that God has given us on the land that was owned by Clara White. And so the farm is called the White Harvest Farm. So we want to make sure that we support the community and support them in training, in certified training. You know, our program is not just you get a certificate from the Clara White Mission. Our program is licensed through the Department of Education and also through the NCCER, which is a national accreditation training program as well. That's our stackable certification. So if you are unemployed or underemployed, or you're working on a job and you're looking to get more certifications, you know, come to the Clara White Mission and we can help you in that endeavor.
Amen. Thank you for putting that out there, because a lot of people said, do you know where I can work? But I will pass that word. Yep, many people don't know where to go.
Absolutely.
So, We thank God for the program. Yes, I taught school like 29 years, public schools.
Uh-huh.
Children have always been my heart. Even when I was little, I went to, I don't know if you remember Miss Brooks. She had a kindergarten, one-room school kindergarten on Yulee Street. And she used to walk me to the farmer's market when I was a little girl. We used to go to the market, go across the Viaduct and all of those places. I will never forget her. She was so influential in my life. But, you know, we look back, you know, to the older people in our community that made such a great impact in our lives. So I thank God. The older, you know, now I'm here to give back to the community. I moved away for years, but I'm here to give back. So
you are doing an awesome job. Awesome job. You inspire so many of us, you know. No, I just appreciate, you know, just your prayers, sister. I just can't tell you when you pray over me, and I'm sure others feel the same way. The anointing that God has given you, and also the vision and the initiative that He has given you. And I just want to thank you for just being in your atmosphere, in your space, and that you think of us when nobody else may be thinking of us. You are always there praising and sending prayers up that God will continue to bless us and direct us in His journey. So I just want to give you a shout-out this morning, you know?
Amen. We serve an almighty God. He is awesome.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Our minds cannot even fathom how great God is. You know, we just, our little human minds are so small, but, you know, he's just such an amazing God, and he's doing amazing things through his people. He's reaching out and saying, look, you are somebody because you belong to me.
Every day
that all of us are somebody because we were made by the Creator's hands, and He put a purpose on the inside of all of us. So we just got to search it out, search out that purpose.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Now you're so right.
Yeah.
You are so right. So, you know, again, in case people don't know where we are, I don't remember saying, but our address is the Clara White Mission's address is 613 West Ashley Street and Jacksonville, Florida, 32202. Our website, if you're interested to know, you know, more information or how you can get involved, you can go to www.clarawhitemission.org, and that will direct you into how to volunteer. You know, you can go onto our historical site, which is the Clara White Mission's Museum. It will also show you the latest social media or events that we've had. And, you know, I didn't touch a little bit, sister, I forgot about our fundraisers, you know, because it does take funding to operate what we do, you know.
Yeah.
And we have a couple fundraisers that are our signature fundraisers, and one is coming up on June 2nd. And it's called the Miracle on Ashley Street. And we close off the street. You ever heard of that before, sister?
I haven't.
Yes. It's we close off the street. We feed about 1,400 people in 2 hours. We invite from city council to the mayor's office to business owners to come and serve as celebrity servers. And we dine under a big tent with the homeless. And we have entertainment.
Wow.
We've been doing this. Oh, my God. When I tell you, this is the most, I can't even explain it. It's just so awesome how God just brings his people together under one roof to celebrate, to dine together, and to give back. Because a lot of the people that are there are folks who develop legislation to help programs like the Clara White Mission. And so they are there. They actually get a chance to see, you know, up close and personal how their resources are being utilized in the community. And so we are grateful, you know, for people like, you know, Channel 4 who is our media sponsor, and we usually have maybe about 15 corporate sponsors that invest and support that fundraiser. And those dollars that are raised through that fundraiser goes back into the feeding program and the training program at the Clara White Mission. And then we do another one that is called the Pearls and Cufflinks Gala, which celebrates the birthday of Eartha White. Her birthday is on November the 8th, and we wanted to celebrate and acknowledge her gift that she's given to the community. And this year, the theme is Glitz and Glamour. And we have probably around 400 people that attend that event who are interested. There's sometimes there are people there who maybe have never heard of the Clara White Mission, and we ask them to get on board and invest in our vision and volunteer and get the children involved. And then we have a corporate sponsor like Citi. And most of y'all would probably know it as Citibank, but they've been our corporate sponsor for over 23 years at the Clara White Mission. And so it's individuals and companies like that that give back, that continues to help us to operate, to help address, you know, the social issues that we have in the community. So those are the things that we have, you know, from a financial standpoint. We have several grants that help us to provide the services that we have in the community. And as you know, a lot of times when one door is closed, God always has a ram in the bush and the door is open. And so, you know, I have been through some challenging times and trying to raise money. That is very difficult, you know, and this time and landscape in the community, you know, with a lot of the agencies being cut. And so I am extremely grateful that God continues to bring people in our midst that want to help and continue the services of Clara White Mission.
Amen. God is really blessing you all. Now, when is the fundraiser,
yes,
the Miracle on Astley Street? What's the date?
Yeah, it is June 2nd. From
okay.
11 to 1:30, and
okay.
Tickets to come is $25. It's all you can eat. We have our students in our culinary program who prepares the food. It's like going to a restaurant where you can get whatever you want and eat as long as you can between 11 and 1:30.
Amen.
And it is, when I tell you, look, I come hungry. That's all I do. I come hungry and prepared to break bread and to meet people in the community that have not heard of the work that we've done and those that have. You know, I remember when we started this venture over 21 years ago, you know, I thought when we raised $5,000, sister, that was a lot of money. You know, and you fast, you know, and we had probably around 200 or 300 people at that time, you know, to attend the event. Now, fast forwarding it to 2017 or 2016, as of last year, you know, we served 1,400 people and we raised $70,000 for that event.
Woo!
So, you know, that's a lot of money, you know, but it's a lot of work too. You know, it didn't come easy. But yes, but it's fun, you know, raising some funds at the same time. But it's also, at the end of the day, know that you have a destiny and to put resources that will continue to provide the services and the legacy of Eartha and Clara White.
Amen, amen. What a great work you're doing in the city of Jacksonville. We are so proud of you and glad to be on with us this morning. Hang on, don't hang up. Anybody have any questions for Mrs. Pittman this morning? Jacoby Pittman, press 1 if you have any questions this morning.
So far, nobody has any questions. If you don't press
okay.
one, hold on.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
I have a comment, Carita.
Okay.
The comment is that we have a thing kind of like that here in Kingwood. It's called Society of St. Stephen's. And kind of like that there's organizations that do kind of the same thing all over the country, but it's called different names.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen. Karen lives in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And they have different agencies there. Karen is the one who plays for us every Saturday, that beautiful music. And she is partially...
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, she's partially sighted, and I don't even know if she took lessons. I think she was just born with that gift. So we thank God for Karen.
Oh, wow. Amen.
Yeah, so.
And I really enjoyed it this morning. Well, you know, it takes nonprofits all across the United States to address, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the social issues and for people that can't help themselves. And so it's good, one, that we all work together to address, you know, the needs of the community, because it's important. Because if we don't address them now, we'll have to address them later. And so it's good to know that you have a agency in your community that addressing the issues of the poor. Thank you for that question and sharing that information.
Amen.
You're welcome.
It is salvation time. Anybody who need to be saved, press 1. Salvation time on Bible Storyland. You know, looking in 2017, we all need salvation.
Amen.
Need salvation. You know what? It's time out for pretend. It's time to be real with God and say, God, you know I sinned against you. I did this. I did the other. But now, Lord, it's time for me to be saved. So if you need salvation, if you need to ask forgiveness, this is the time. We don't backslide anymore. You may backslide and find yourself you can't come back. So we got to move
That's
forward
right.
in Fast forward in God, move forward. So God is against us backsliding. He wants us to run into his presence, hunger and thirst for righteousness. So it is testimony time. Anybody got a short testimony, press 1. And then we're going to go right into prayer after the testimony. All right. Somebody right here has a testimony. Hold on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. This is Prophetess Ernestine Lawson.
How are you?
And I just need to give a testimony.
Okay.
As you know, my grandson was shot like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago now. And what is the thing is that when you live a life of believing in God and you're around people who do not believe in God. So, Sister G, I thank you for praying for my family. And while the young man was, which he's still in the hospital, but he was shot in the face and they thought he'd be paralyzed on the left side, on the right side, because he got shot on the left side. What we did was, what my husband's daughter does, they put a phone next to his head, and prayer went up, and all of a sudden he started moving the left side. He commanded that left side to move. But the thing was, to them, it was a miracle. Those who were in the room were speechless. But in the room, there was at least 3 persons who did not believe fully in God. But because of prayer, because they saw the hand of God move, these people say, you cannot tell me there's not a God. So I
Amen.
Thank God for the power of prayer. And that even today, the God through prayer, God is still working miracles. And that's what I wanted to say.
Amen. Well, that's good news. That's good news. You know, it's encouraging when you are praying for somebody and God moves. Oh, my God. He's an awesome God. You know, sometimes we think, you know, there was a movie out, God is Dead, but we found out for sure that he is truly alive because he lives in us. He don't live in the tree, he live in us. He don't live in the animals, he live in us. And he moves through his people mightily on a daily basis. On a daily basis. Not, he don't wait once a year. Every day he's moving through his people doing mighty things. I know the news published awful news, bad news. But when you listen to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can move forward. God is doing great things in his people. So we appreciate that testimony. One more testimony. Got time for one more. Press one. Haven't done so already. All righty. Well, we're moving on. It is prayer time. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Okay.
Somebody's got their phone on. Would you put it on mute for me, please? Thank you. All right. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So you know what? We're going to be calling on some prayer warriors. We got Prophetess Ernestine. We have Victoria on here with us to pray. So press one, make a prayer request. We're praying for Donna Hawkins this morning, our precious sister from Paducah, Kentucky, who comes on with us every day. But this morning, she is in Indiana, and her mom is being recognized there. Her mother was in this something about the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. next week. So we missed her this morning. She's usually on singing. She's at the memorial service this morning. And her mom is being honored there. And so we just thank God for Pastor Donna Hawkins, who's not present with us, but we will be praying for her. So anyone else who needs prayer, press one, and we will certainly be praying for you, your family members, or whomever needs prayer. Somebody still got their phone on. If you could put it on mute for me, appreciate it. All right, prayer time, press one. We have Brother Edward on with us this morning from, he's in Michigan right now. Good morning, Brother Edward. How are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. I have enjoyed that lady. Boy, that was amazing. I am thrilled and touched.
Amen.
Clara White Ministry. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. She's an awesome, mighty woman of God in Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord, I got to come and see her. We need to go visit her.
Amen, amen. You need prayer this morning, Brother Edward.
You know, I always need prayer. I mean, I thank the Lord for it.
All right, Edward Jemison, we'll be praying for you. Any specific? Okay, we got Sister Victoria on here with us. She's going to be praying as well. Victoria, you have a prayer request, or you can just going to be praying with us this morning?
No, ma'am, I'll just be praying with you this morning. All is well.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you. And let's see, we still have Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us somewhere on here. She's going to be praying as well. You ready, Prophetess Ernestine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you could begin the prayer, and if you could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, the missionary Baptist church where she is the pastor. Pray for her family and for traveling safety as she goes from Indiana to where, you know, different places that she's traveling. And just for her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins as well. So we'll let you start the prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank and praise you for this day. We just thank you and praise you for this broadcast. We thank you and praise you for this vessel that you've given to us. As a point of contact, Lord God, that I may come to know and to pray for Sister Donna Hawkins and her family. Father, I thank you that you ordain her as a shepherd of your sheep. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're the great shepherd and she's the under shepherd. So, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, as Jesus is your son, and he is our shepherd, Lord, we thank you for that she will walk in the power of her brother, her elder brother, that, Lord God, that she, Lord God, will have the, we thank you, Lord God, that her spirit to care and love your children, oh God, oh God, that it will continue to increase in her, Lord God. Give her the capacity to love extensively, Lord God, your people, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as she loves the church, as she mentors the church, as she teaches the church, as she trains the church, oh God. Father, we lift up Missionary Baptist Church, oh God, knowing, Lord God, that Satan has put a fight against the church. God, we pray, Lord God, that you said, Lord God, that upon the knowledge and the wisdom that Peter got upon this rock of revelation, that God is speaking, that God is performing, that God is still giving out revelation knowledge, oh God, that we pray, Lord God, for the Missionary Baptist Church. We pray for each member of the church, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are called to intercede, the ushers, the deacons, oh God. We call for, we pray, and we lift up the choir members, that they'll all serve in their position, names that I do not know, but people that I do not know, but by the Spirit of the living God, that, Lord God, that as a part of the body of Christ, that they will fulfill the calling of God on their lives, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as she shepherds them, oh God, that she teach and train them, Lord God, that they will be doers of the word, not just hearers only, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as they go about in the community and as they have different events in the community. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that they will be like God in the book of Acts, oh God, when the apostle said, Lord God, that we should, that there should be some that will serve the elderly and serve the less fortunate and serve the needy, oh God, according to as we heard on today. God, we lift up this Missionary Baptist Church, and they'll do the work of the Lord, and others may see your glory through them. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as the pastor travel the highways and byways, be a protector, shield about her, let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling. God, we lift up her mother, and mother-in-law, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that you restore the youth like an eagle, God. We thank you, Lord God, as she gets older, oh God, strengthen the body, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that she gets older and she has this wisdom, knowledge that she'll pour it back upon those who are willing ears to hear, God. Cover them, cover her husband, cover the church, cover her children, as well as her mother-in-law in the blood, oh God. Let no harm and danger come nigh their dwelling. Lord, we ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Prophet Slauson. Now, let's see. We have Victoria. Could you please pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and her immune system? She's not been feeling well. And her ministry with senior citizens.
Okay. Father, we thank you for the woman of God. We lift up Jackie Travis. And Father, we thank you for the Travis family. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the family that prays together, stays together. So, Father, we lift up the man and the woman of God. And God, I just thank you, Lord God, that their marriage is blessed. God, I thank you that their union is blessed. God, I pray right now, Lord God, that everything that is lacking, everything that is needed, God has provided as they're being faithful in you like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that in this time and in this season that you are requiring more. And Father, I thank you that they are hungry for more. And you say that you feed the hungry. So, Father God, I thank you that you are expanding and enlarging their territory. God, even as Lord God, her ministry is for the elderly, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every need being met concerning the senior citizens. God, I thank you for all the food, whatever material, whatever is needed, God, and Lord God, that will provide help for the senior citizens. Lord God, the time, Lord God, and even the prayers and the words of comfort, Lord God, that will come forth, Father, from out of this ministry. God, I thank you that you begin to see miracles happen. Lord God, even if some were sick, God, and even have received a death sentence, God, I thank you, Lord God, they begin to
stay the hand of the enemy, Lord God, and you allow them to have more years. So, Father God, I thank you that miracles are beginning to happen on a normal basis. Lord God, as she began, Lord God, to prophesy with precision. God, I thank you, Lord God, for prophetic intercession that will take place. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for her daughters, God, coming up in the word of the Lord. Lord, we bind every trap that's set, every plan of the wicked one is counseled against our children in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, for reviving this family, renewing this family, restoring this family. Lord God, bringing them into, Lord God, a place of maturity in your word like never before, to be catalyst, God, to do things and to say things that's never been done before as a team. Lord God, I thank you for this family as we lift this family up before you, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that you restore what the cankerworm and the palmer worm has eaten up in the name of Jesus. Every curse from the living of the dead, we counsel against this family right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we honor them this morning, and we just thank you for being the glory and the lifter of their heads. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the signs and the wonders that will follow them in the name of Jesus. Open doors that no man can shut, Father. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for testimonies after testimonies is going to come forth, God, and give your name the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Ernestine, could you pray for Edward Jemison?
Does he have any special concerns?
Brother Edward, do you have any special concerns?
That God make a way and have traveling mercy, because they got to leave here in 3 days.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you for this man of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have poured upon him wisdom and knowledge according as Ephesians 1st chapter, oh God, as Paul prayed for the church of Ephesians. Lord, Paul prayed, Lord God, that you pour upon him the wisdom and knowledge of you, God, that he may understand or comprehend, Lord God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to him according to his pathway, O God. Father, Lord God, we bind up any principalities and powers, O God, that is tempting to rule, control, block, or hinder, Lord God, for him going forth in a mighty way to do your work, O God. Father, Lord God, we thank you for enlarging his territory, God. Oh, God, and enlarging his territory, God, for everything that wants to block or hinder him going forth. Oh, God, we pull down every stronghold. Oh, God, we cast down every form of imagination. Anybody who may speak even against him and get against him going place to place. And even, Lord God, when he gets to his proper destination, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you open up the windows of heaven. Pour him a blessing, oh God, that one, he will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. He'll be blessed in everything that he goes, wherever he put his feet as he goes in the city, oh God. We thank you for the angels that you have assigned to him, oh God, to stand guard and protect him, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the intercessors, oh God, that are assigned to pray for him. Lord, we lift them up, Lord God, that they will not be distracted, oh God, as he go forth and minister and do a work. And Father, Lord God, that he will reach his destination safely. And Lord God, that he will also return to his destination. And God, and fulfill the continue to do the work of the Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord God, too, Lord God. Shield him in the blood, oh God. Oh God, let no weapon form against him prosper. Let any time that you are rise up in judgment, oh God. For anything that he says, oh God, according to your word, be condemned, oh God. And Father, we will all give you the glory, oh God. Oh, God, for how you have kept him, how you've used him, and how, Lord God, how the glory has been revealed in the life of the believers, God. Let him be a light that stands on the hill, oh, God, that others may see your glory in him, in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
And thank you. Sister Victoria, could you pray for Jacoby Pittman, the lady that was our speaker today? Huh?
What's her name?
Jacoby Pittman.
Jacoby.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, Lord God, as we lift up, Lord God, your daughter, Jacoby Pittman, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about her labor of love, and that in the time and the season, God, you are causing her to rest in you like never before in the name of Jesus. God, that which she has poured out, Father, fill her afresh. Fill her afresh in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the love that she has for the people. God, I thank you, Lord God, that burdens will be removed and yokes being destroyed. God, I thank you, Lord God, for this servant, Lord God, your daughter, Lord God, coming forth, Father. Lord God, I thank you for healing hands. Oh, that you cause her to have healing hands. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord God, that even as she lay hands, God, even as she touched, Lord God, someone, God, God, they'll receive healing. Without even knowing, God, what's going on, Lord God, they'll receive healing. So we just thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God. God, I thank you for the strength of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, the witness of the Lord being a portion like never before in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you called her to be a burden bearer, that she will carry the burden for the people, and God, that she will bring the burdens to you. And God, as she began to pray, God, to you, Father, she will begin to see her prayers answered instantly, speedily. And so, Father God, we just bless her right now. And those things that have been held up, Father, we put pressure on it right now to come forth. We say, dollar poverty, we command and demand you to come prosperity. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that the thief has just been caught. God, there's some things that's been stolen. So, God, we say, your word said when you recognize a thief, he has to pay back. So we decree and declare this day that the enemy has been caught, the thief has been caught, and it's time for payback. It's time to take back, to give it back. So, Father God, I just thank you right now, not like you took it, not like you took it. We call forth the greater. We call forth the manifold. We call forth the extra. God, I thank you for wow, explosions of blessings locating them from all directions in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy in chains that cannot be broken. And every trap, God, the enemy want to set, God. Oh, God, let the blood cover it. Let the blood cover it, God. Let the blood cover it right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bind every witch on assignment is canceled. Lord God, even those that are work, Lord God, closely to her, God. God, we come up against, Lord God, hater spirits, jealous spirits, hypocritical spirits, lying devils, deceiving devils, in the name of Jesus. God, you say let them hold you down. As they hold you down, I'll lift you up. So, Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for the blessings that come on the way. Lord God, the things that, Lord God, that has been on delay, because you say when it's delayed, it's not denied. So, Father God, we bless the woman of God this day. And God, even that book that's in her bed, God, stir up the writer. Let the writer anointing come forth. Let the writer anointing come forth, God. This book, Father, is a book of help. And so, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are her help in time of need. So, Father God, I just thank you for the download, that you are beginning to download your secrets in her in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for stirring up, God. Stir up that prophetic eye, God. Stir up those prophetic gifts, God. Those things that's been lying dormant, God. Stir up, God. Set her ablaze, God. I thank you that she'll begin to burn the hour lamp, Lord God, like never before, Father, as she sit, Lord God, and wait on you. Because you said those that wait on you will not be put to shame. But God, we ask of you again, put to shame to every enemy that will come up against her, Father. Put to shame to every enemy, God, that comes to stop and block the word. Put to shame, God, put to shame, God. You say the table has to be set. So I see the table being set, God, so the enemy, Lord God, will be put to shame. So Father God, we honor the woman of God, and we just thank you right now, Lord God, for being, Lord God, the God that restored, of being the Lord of the breakup, being the one who is and was to come. So, Father, we bless her this morning, and we just thank you, Lord God, for this gift that you have given the people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, let's see. Prophetess Ernestine, can you pray for Sister Susan? She's on with us today. She hasn't said anything, but she has not been well. If you could pray for her health.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank and we praise you, Lord God, for good health, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we partake in the word. The word said that it is health and medicine to all our flesh, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that Oh, God, as she digests the word, oh, God, the word will go forth and heal her, God. Lord, you even said in the scripture, said you sent the word and the word healed them, oh, God. For, God, we know they're not just idle word, but they're spiritual word. The word is life. And you declare that we should have life more abundantly, oh, God. So, Father, Lord, God, I speak to every aspect of her body. I speak to every organ for and every blood vessel, every artery, oh, God. We come against, we speak to the tissues and everything that caused the physical body to be able to house our spirit man. And we command it to line up with the will of God. And the will of God is by Jesus Christ we're healed. And we're healed from the very crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet. God, we thank you, Lord God, as we look to the cross, oh God. That's when we're declaring that we are healed. But God, we thank you for the life of Jesus Christ. We thank you that he died on Calvary's cross, that we may have a right to every aspect of heaven, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that as Peter wrote, as we look back at the cross, that we were healed. We declare that, Lord God, that she is the heal of the Lord, and that everything that is trying to exalt itself against the word of healing, that it be cast down now in the name of Jesus. We come against every doctor's report. We come against anything that loves and a generational God from either her mother's house or her father's house. We come against any sickness and disease like diabetes, high blood pressure, anything that's come through the bloodline of the family, oh God. And we declare and decree, Lord God, that she is of a new bloodline, the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And in him there's no sickness, in him there's no sorrow, in them there's no pain. Oh God, we thank and we praise you that he bore it all on the cross. Oh God, that we may live and may have joy and have joy more abundantly, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. And we speak to everything that's trying to lie against your word, that as, Lord God, as a mighty woman of God, as a vessel of God, that anything that's causing pain, oh God, and inflammation, oh God, we come against it now in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, that for that the food that she eats, oh God, that you speak to her according to the food that she eats, oh God, and you give her revelation and knowledge of God of what food is best for her physical body, oh God. Lord, you said, Lord God, that the herbs of the nation, the herbs of the trees for the healing of the nation, oh God. For God, so we declare, Lord God, that you just give her the wisdom and knowledge of God what herb to take and what herb to eat, oh God. For Lord God, that it will heal her physical body, oh Father. We just thank you, Lord God, that healing is the children's bread. And that, Lord God, that she'll eat of it, God, and she'll partake of it. And every sickness and disease that's trying to exalt itself against your word should be cast down. And as the manifestation should be that she will walk in a bold new glory. And all praise will be unto you, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else need prayer? Prayer, prayer. Anybody else? Okay, well, Victoria, if you could pray for Bible Storyland and the fivefold ministry, the body of Christ, you know where the leaders are. Pray for the leaders, the apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the fivefold ministry gifts, God, that you have given for the people, God. So, Father, we lift up the prophets, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the ministers, Father, and we just thank you, Lord God, for the true sons and daughters of God. That we say, let no longer blood be upon the altar. God, I thank you that this is a time and this is a season that you are calling for holiness, because holiness is still right. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that they are seeking you, Lord God, with righteousness. And if anyone does any wrong, God, they will quickly repent. God, I thank you for new levels of repentance that will come forth from the head, that the rest of the body will see, Lord God, that we all fall short. But, God, I thank you, Lord God, that in this falling short that we will rise up and say, I won't do that again. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for faithfulness and honesty and holiness and purity in the house. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we may see, Lord God, your kingdom come and that your will be done. God, we want your presence to be seen at all times, Lord God. So, God, we thank you that you are raising up a people, Lord God, that will have a reverential fear. Lord God, they will fear you, Father. They will not just do anything outside of you, Lord God. They will not touch the unclean thing. They will hate what you hate, and they will love what you love. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, in this time and this hour, Lord God, that the men and women of God are coming up, Lord God, in maturity, Lord God, because this is a lost and a dying world. Yes, you say there's going to be false prophets and false teachers. God, we thank you for the true sons and daughters of God rising up in the name of Jesus, because the Bible is only doing, we're only seeing today what the Bible is saying, what's going to take place. But God, you always have a remnant. You always got somebody that's still doing right. They're still living holy. So, Father God, we just pray for that one this morning, Father. And even for that one, Lord God, is still dibbling and dabbing. God, we pray, Lord God, for that one, Lord God, to come up and to come out of that situation, God, that they will not hear these words get from before me. God, we pray for that one right now, Lord God, that just don't seem not to hear the commandments of the Lord. God, that one that's rejecting the word of truth, God, the one that is lying, the one that's backbiting, the one that's stealing. God, we pray for that one today. And God, we say, have mercy. Your Father, Lord God, if they just keep on doing it, put in an open shame, because they're just making blood upon the altar. They're just causing people to enter to the gates of hell. So, Father God, we bless them now, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that miracles are happening on a regular and a normal basis. God, I thank you that you are strategically placing, Lord God, leaders in the political arena, in the governor, Lord God, in the White House, and Lord God, in our school system, Lord God, in the court system, in the jail system, in Lord God, you are strategically placing your leaders all around this world. So, Father, that your name may be glorified, that they will give them wisdom, Lord God, how to get the word out, Lord God, without even saying Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you for the wisdom of Solomon that will rest upon your people. God, we just thank you for the boldness of Paul, the persistency of Noah, the leadership ability of Nehemiah. Father, we just thank you for these commandments and those that have a spirit of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we bless them this morning, Father, and we thank you from the north side, the south side, the east side, the west side of every city and state of this nation. We lift up your leaders before you, and we bind all backlash and retaliation and revenge of the enemy because of their position. God, we thank you for the frontline soldiers, for those that are standing on the front line, Father. We lift them up, God, your apostles and your prophets that are not afraid, God, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, what you called them to say, Lord God. They are not afraid of the faces of the people, God. God, I thank you for those that stand up in boldness and those that will stand stern in your word like never before. Say, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to speak what the Lord has called me to say. In the name of Jesus, walking in the spirit of humility, walking in love, because love covers a multitude of sins. So, Father God, we thank you for this now. In the name of Jesus, and as we continue to lift up, Lord God, Bible Story Land, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this line. We thank you for the radio broadcast. God, I thank you that you have expanded and enlarged this ministry out, Lord God. Many have come, God, from day one, God. Many testimonies have come forth over this line. So we bless the leader of this line, God. I say, let strength be renewed. That which she has poured out, Father, we ask that you will spill her fresh in the name of Jesus, God. Let increase come, God. Let increase come, Lord God, that she would not have to get off of this line, God. Let bills, Lord God, be supernaturally be paid, God. Make a way, God, where there seems to be no way. And I even speak forth that transportation right now in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I thank you that you have not forgotten about her labor of love. So, Father, we say let the new things begin to locate her now. Let the new things begin to locate Bible Story Land. From the youngest to the elders that have joined this line, God, we thank you for testimonies that have come forth, because your word is still alive. You still yet heal. You still yet deliver. You still yet save. So we give you the honor and the glory of this day for all the things that you have already done and what you're about to do for Bible Story Land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. Anybody have anything they wanted to add before we hang up? I thank God for this day, this joyful praise day. We're praising God like never before. Hallelujah. Anybody had anything they wanted to add this morning?
Yes, Sister G. This is Jackie.
Yes.
I just like to say I am glad that I've heard about Claire White Mission. I have been hearing about that ever since I've been in Jacksonville for 20-something years, but I have never been there. I've taken a lot of guys down there, drop them off. A lot of guys work there. They cook there. They're so happy. I still get to see them. I've never been in the building, but I've been in the little center because one of the guys that I used to take down there, he got married there. So I'd like to go meet them one day, so I'm going to go take a visit down there myself. Because, like I said, I've heard so many good things about them. I'm so glad to hear about it. I was glad that everything that she's doing for them is so wonderful. I appreciate her so much and thank her for taking care of all those guys that see me. And Miss Jackie, give me a ride to Clara White. Give me a ride down here. And, you know, and I've always admired the people that you started this. Clara White and the other lady also that got started before her. And I've heard good things about them since I've been here in Jacksonville. So I thank God for her. I'm so glad that she started that and they got that going and they're getting more money to keep it going. I just thank God. So we'll be praying for it. I'm going to make a trip down there just to check it out.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
What'd you say?
Thank God.
Okay,
anybody
thank
else?
You.
Well, I thank God for each of you all. It's closing time. Next week is Children's Day. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. The children will be on singing praises of God, speaking, praying. You know how the children are. They love the Lord. And they're always coming on with different things from the Father. So come on next week, Children's Day. Look forward to hearing from you all. You know what? God loves you so much. I know sometimes you don't feel like he loves you, but he loves you so much, and he's for your benefit, and he loads you up every day with benefits. So don't forget to praise the Lord thy God on a daily basis. Give him glory. Give him praise. He deserves all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. So you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. I love you, and God loves you even more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Thank the Lord for what you're doing. Karen, are you there? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
No, not this time.
I surrender.